Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. If you can hear the show today, I kind of understand. You can always catch it on the website. And if you're not hearing the show today, and I kind of understand, it's because you're taking advantage of this gorgeous day. Absolutely beautiful. Which leads me to the show. I wasn't satisfied with last week. I'm going to do more radical things today. We're going to discuss more radical things I would do for my health and then give you an understanding of why. Again, the concept. Well, I'm going to put it to you this way today. How many of you noticed that when you woke up today, you just felt better? Now, you call it the weather. You call it all those negative ions, the storms cleared the air. L.A. air is not that great. We've got much cleaner air. Yes, we do. But it's more than that, and you know it. There's just something about a storm and then a bright, sunny day. Things shift, if we can use this word, energetically. So it's not something that chemistry can really explain. It's something that you just feel if you feel it. How many of you don't notice a thing? You see my point. Some of you got up today and just said, my aches and pains feel better. My mood is better. My cold is better. My tooth is better. Whatever it was, you noticed it was better. Here's the point. That is a science. The capacity to choose a location where you just feel better. In fact, where you just might heal serious disease is one of the driving factors behind holistic medicine. Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine. Again, you'll hear me talk about Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine time and time again. Why? Because they're still coherent systems. I think everyone understood these concepts at one time. But right now, we have a very, very coherent understanding of this given to us in Chinese medicine and in Ayurvedic medicine. I want American medicine to understand it this way. So my dream would be, maybe for 2015, you can think of it in these terms, that your health, what you call your future, the future of your health, in fact, we could stretch it to, and it's not really a stretch, the future of your prosperity derives from where you live. The weather, the climate. That's radical. Why? Because it may mean you're sick because you live in the wrong part of America. You're sick because you live in the wrong part of the world. Now, these are these little freeze, flash, flame moments in medicine where people come in and they've got serious diseases, stuff that's taking them down, Lyme disease that won't go away, cancers. And in their desperation, they'll blurt out to you suddenly, if you listen to them and if you give them the space to do that, ever since I moved to this city, ever since I moved to that house, I had a bad feeling about moving from New England to Las Vegas. I had a bad feeling about moving from Vegas to New York City. I had a bad feeling about going from New York City to Georgia. You hear these things. Usually it's women, and that's for good reason. Women have that intuitive faculty. Men are thinking about the bottom line. And of course, the bottom line's critical. But do you know? This is what I want to give you first and foremost. More radical things I would do for my health. Get into my astrocartography. Now, check the website. Get onto the website, go to picture 39. Picture number 39. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show like this on health in America. We are not talking about the power of the herb. not this show. We're talking about the power of healing and the things you need to do and the perspectives you need to bring to it. And then you can use those herbs correctly. That's the difference. Picture number 39, if you're new, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Please don't do this show just on the radio. The pictures tell so much. Picture number 39. There it is, the astrocartography. It's called astrocartography, relocation astrology. Astrocartography is not new, I kid you not. You can travel long and far and wide and pay lots of money to have somebody at the top of a hill, very, very versed in medicine, tell you you need to do one thing. Not herbs, not cleanses, not relationship changes, just simply move to another place. This is a science. It's the science of astrocartography. That gentleman there that you're looking at the prior one, picture number 38, that's Jim Lewis. Jim Lewis was an American who, he didn't invent this stuff. He certainly made this more palatable, more understandable in the Western perspective. And this is nothing new. This goes back thousands of years. Where you live is where your health is. Now, you can expand that into the feng shui, and you can expand that into the vastu. Those are Chinese and then Ayurvedic or Indian, East Indian perceptions of how to live and how to place. And that's nothing new to you. But I think what is novel, what you don't really know, is how paramount to where you put your furniture and where your door is and all this stuff. Paramount to that, superior to that, is where you put your home. Does the land receive you? And you really got to take that win, because if you're sick, if you're chronically ill, if you're sick beyond sick, if you're tired of being sick, if you're not radiant, if you're retired at 70, if you've retired at 70 and you want to have 20, 25 good years to do whatever you want, see your vision come to fruition. See the things you dreamed of, the relationships you wanted, come into the material plane. Don't be living in a place that doesn't work for you. So, more radical things I would do for my health, I would get into my astrocartography. You Google it up. There are people who do this for a living. And you kind of do it already for yourself. Here's another one, oil pulling. Oil pulling for the gums. Turn to picture number 40. What is oil pulling? Very, very simply, you take either sesame or coconut oil, you swish it around in your mouth for 20 minutes. Do not swallow it. And it pulls the garbage out of your gums. It makes the gums tight. It strengthens and tightens the periodontal ligaments of the teeth. So it's a disinfectant. It's an astringent. The gums are sort of an expression of your health, like the woman's period is an expression of her health. You want to know the health of your animal, right? You look at the gums. You want to know the health of the person? You look at the gums. You can have some really neat conversations with your dental hygienists if they're hip. They can tell so much about your gums. Do they bleed? Are they puffy? Are they purple? Are they bright pink? Are they whitish? What about that one tooth where the gum is simply dark? Is that the tooth you grind? Is that the tooth that had a root canal? Is that the tooth that has decay you haven't taken care of? There's so many angles on this. Is that the tooth where the margin of the crown is open? Is that the tooth where you have a pocket because you're vitamin D deficient, grossly vitamin D deficient? There's so much about the gums. Oil pulling. You've got to get up before you do a thing. Take a tablespoon, get Premier Research Labs sesame oil, Take a tablespoon of that, put it in your mouth, and swish it around for 20 minutes. Do not swallow it. You will barf. I guarantee you, don't swallow it. Not even a drop or two by mistake. You got to be careful there. It will make you nauseous. One reason it's the first thing in the morning, right? How about a nice tablespoon of sesame oil swished around in your dirty mouth for 20 minutes? No, don't let that drip down the back of your mouth. But do it. Read about it. Everything I'm going to say today, you can read about easily. Now, here's another one. Fasten your seatbelts. Urine therapy. That's right. I said urine therapy. I said drink your urine. That's right. Now, here's a book. I put it on there. I'm going to protect myself with a book so you don't think I'm crazy, although you probably already do. Picture number 29. Look at picture number 29. Your own perfect medicine. Clinically tested, medically proved. There's so much information on the power of drinking your own urine. There's so much. It is an age-old practice. It's a Vedic tradition. It's an East Indian tradition. I caution you to do it in modern times if your body has not been relatively purified. In other words, if all the indiscretions of your health are in full bloom, your urine's going to be so filthy. I question the validity of this recommendation. But if you're reasonably along the way, if you're at a second base stage in your healing, if you know you're on your way, but you're not quite there completely, start drinking your own urine. The science, well, the urine's an antibiotic. It has antibiotic properties. Number two, more importantly, the urine has tons of the hormone that you can recycle back into your body and convert back into usable hormone. Now, who does that? The liver. Again, a little side note, typical of my show. Everything works together. So you just don't single one thing out, although these radical suggestions, this show, the last show, start doing them no matter what, for the most part. But understand, you have to give respect to the fact that they work in conjunction with your health. So when we talk about things like drinking your urine or oil pulling, in conjunction with a year's work of hard work on your health, you'll get more out of it. That's a principle. That's a basic principle. You can't pot shot and expect immediate miracles. You have to work synergistically over time, and then when you hit critical mass, you'll see the miracle. You have to think of yourself like the heavyweight boxer who wins the crown. One punch, one round, the blink of an eye, but he's been hitting the bag for 15 years. You have to think about it at the actor that gets the Academy Award that no one's ever heard of. And out of nowhere, out of living in the hood, he receives the Academy Award for a lead role that he just incidentally got. You have to think of yourself like that. That guy that wins the Academy Award, F. Murray Abraham. Anybody remember F. Murray Abraham? What was it, Amadeus? Years ago? Long time ago. It was a guy, F. Murray Abraham. Some of you remember him. He won the Academy Award for playing Soliari, something like that, in the Tom Hulce Amadeus. And no one ever heard of him. And basically no one ever heard of him after that. But F. Murray Abraham, he was around a long time. And he was around a long time after. And that's the way you have to think of a healing. A healing is a bunch of hardcore steps you take that start to synergize that bring you to a critical mass. That's an attitude shift for you to have. Really. There's my Christmas gift to you. That piece of information. I see people make this mistake and suffer needlessly because they don't have the right perspective. Health is the synergy of hardcore therapies brought to critical mass over time. Health is the synergy of hardcore therapies brought to critical mass over time. Critical mass being when you get it. You have an aha moment. Aha, now I get it. Aha, now I see my bile. Aha, now I move to this new place and I just feel better every day. I don't know why. Aha, I moved out of the apartment into a yurt. I moved out of something that was made of garbage, plaster, inferior, high-heated, toxic building materials, and now I live in a wood cabin up in Big Bear for much less, and I feel better. I moved from one city to another, and the weather changed, and I can't believe it. I just feel better. When I used to broadcast out of my mountain in Malibu, one guy down the road, I brought him on the show, Lloyd Wright, my triumph over Hep C. When Lloyd moved to Arizona, up in the mountains, his arthritis went away. He had a massive improvement. He had suffered from arthritis for various reasons and said, I don't want to stay in California anymore. When I go to Arizona, I don't feel joint pain. Now, this is a guy that knew a lot about nutrition. He did everything for his joints. He bought everything. But just that one move did it. And I've seen this before. And you just experienced it. Some of you went south in the rain. Some of you in the last week, as the dampness increased, as the rain intensified, you felt pain. Some of you felt better. And this is the point. There's a critical mass that comes to you from time-tested fundamental therapies, which over time will bring you to a crescendo. That rain was a crescendo for many of you. Okay, let's keep going. Next on the list of the many radical things you can do for your health, I wanted to mention pancreatic enzymes again. I did last week on the show, but I want to get into that again. Picture number three, pancreatic enzymes. Derived from pork. Real important. Why? I wanted to show you another picture so you can get a better sense of why. The enzymes eat garbage in your body. And the concept is, if you use up the enzymes in the pancreas that digest food that's indigestible, so if you tax your pancreatic system that delivers protease into your duodenum, into your small intestine to digest food. By the time you're 50 or 60, you haven't run out, but you've severely depleted your pancreatic output. That's a big deal. Because, now turn to picture, and I'll continue, picture 46. At the turn of the century, John Beard, he's a professor, a medical doctor, Edinburgh, Scotland, as far as 1900, was injecting pancreatic enzyme into what? Into tumors in animals and then into people. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize for this. Now, it didn't work on all cancers. It didn't work on all people. And there are so many things. And that's my point. Oh, I tried that stuff. It didn't fix my cancer. You can't do it that way. This is a classic mistake. I'm going to emphasize this again, because this is a great example of what I'm talking about. Here's a very intelligent, even brilliant medical doctor, a surgeon, doing what doctors used to do a lot more of, play around in the fields of the Lord and discover. Instead of going to marketing seminars on their weekends. They sat in beautiful homes overlooking large backyards on considerable acreage, usually on a farm. Think about that. Your average medical doctor worked out of his house on a farm because most people were farmers and most medical doctors had land. And John Beard's doing this in Scotland and figuring this stuff out. Now, here's my point. Donald Kelly, who picked up Beard's work in the 60s, Nick Gonzalez, who still does it today, thus very connected to that picture number three I just showed you. These enzymes digest tumors. If your pancreas is exhausted at 60, you've lost a big edge. On top of it, Donald Kelly used to say one of the main reasons we're deriving so much disease, especially cancer, is because we don't eat sweetbreads anymore. Organ meat. We don't eat organ meat anymore. Now that gets you sick. That's disgusting to you. I understand that. That's because you shop at Ralph's or Albertsons or Lucky's or Vons. That's because what most of us do to our animals today, it's appropriate to think that eating somebody's pancreas is disgusting and sickening. So let me qualify the statement and the recommendation. Eat it from very clean sources. And don't buy this baloney that we don't have very clean sources. We have sources that are clean enough today. Holistic medicine has a tendency to tell people you can't get it today unless you get it out of a container made by me, Joe Holistic. And I'll compensate you for the fact that you can't get it from the farm anymore because there are no farms and there's nothing. And so we have to basically make it ourselves in special ways and then give it to you. And this isn't reality. Yes, you do have to really pay attention to quality. There's lots of land out there. Some of you guys I'm talking to today are hunters. Montana, the Dakotas, Idaho, Iowa. Out there in the woods, wild grass, animals, deer, elk, so on and so forth, rabbit. This is where you're getting your wild game, and that wild game is clean, just as sure as that grass is clean. If we've got to really start thinking we can't eat wild game, well, it's just not reality. Now, here in Costa Mesa, I put a couple of places you can go. Picture number 49. This is in Costa Mesa, Celestino's. Celestino's will get you what you want. Go there. Google them up. Long time. Santa Monica and Costa Mesa. Another place, the butchery. People are getting smart. Game. Why game? Why organ? Well, we just discussed organ in terms of its enzymatic content, especially sweetbread or pancreas. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. But as far as wild game is concerned, the hormones. I mentioned this last week. Endocrinology began. One of the early pioneers of endocrinology renewed his virility by taking the testes of animals, chopping them, liquefying them, and injecting them into himself. And noted all sorts of very powerful benefits, virility included. And of course, he was giving himself his own testosterone. The virtue and power of eating organ is second to none in the food kingdom. We've developed an aversion to it, and that's understandable because we're a fast food nation, and we wouldn't eat the organs of those animals now, would we? So I never suggested that. But if you make relationships with the Dutch Amish out in Pennsylvania or people that have large preserves, you can't keep elk in a pen. Deer is so adaptable that you just need woods to keep deer alive. The only way you can bring the deer population down is import coyotes. That's how and rabbits? I don't know. Maybe there's something I don't know. How can you starve when there's rabbits? I don't know. I know what I'd be doing. Bringing down a rabbit. Rabbits will multiply faster than you can eat them, I assure you. Rabbits, alligator, snake. Okay, it's too much. I'm sorry. But definitely rabbit. Rabbit is good food. You know, we sell rabbit at very, very high prices in very, very expensive restaurants in France and Italy and America, New York and Los Angeles. There's much ado about rabbit. Go to the Saddle Peak Lodge. It's out in Calabasas. It's an old cabin. You want to see what a five-star chef can do with rabbit or elk or venison? Go to the Montage out here in Laguna. You want to see what a five-star chef can do? And you can get this at Celestino's. You can get this at the Butchery in Costa Mesa. You can develop relationship with the Amish of Pennsylvania and get, well, not just the game, but also the organs. The organs. Pancreas. Kidney. Now, there's another thing about organ. Organ relates to organ. If your kidneys are weak, eat kidney. If your brain is weak, eat brain. If your liver is weak, eat liver. If your testes are weak, eat testes. You bet. Because those animals are producing chemicals to build, and they will break down and reconfigure in your body, and you can use them for health. If any one of you, if any one of your friends, your family, I know lots of you, at least from what you tell me, you tell your relatives, your significant others, your neighbors about this show, they might listen to something like this and go, that's insane. Consider this, 200 years ago, that was mainstay. 200 years ago, everyone was doing this in America, in a far healthier time. Now, women vote. There's no such thing as slavery. There's lots of wonderful improvements. But at the same time, there's something, and there's many things on the other side of the coin that aren't as good. And one of them is the loss of food traditions. We don't pickle our vegetables. We definitely don't eat our organs. So this isn't so outlandish. This isn't so far-reaching. It's just, you got to think about it. A couple of hundred years ago, everybody was doing it. And look how sick we're getting. The statistics show. Don't be misled by this idea that we're living longer. See, it's easy to play with statistics. We're living longer because if you do take care of your health, we can give you the edge. But most of what is living longer, it's two factors. A little side note here, but you'll enjoy it. Couple of factors why we're living longer. One, we're living longer because kids don't die at birth and moms don't die at birth. If you take out maternal and infant mortality from the statistics 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, 300 years ago, let's say people didn't live as long back then. You have to understand this is a statistical manipulation based upon infant mortality and maternal mortality. And yeah, we've made improvements in both, and that's to the credit of Western medicine. So we're not knocking that, but what it is, it's a manipulation. If you made it, your average, look at it this way, your average 60-year-old today is not nearly as healthy as your 60-year-old 100, 150, 200 years ago. You know that just from looking in the bone structure. If you look at the bone structure of people 100, 150, 200 years ago and compare it to the bone structure of people today, there is a vast difference between the two. And on that basis, that ought to be a hint. So you start thinking about very, very clean sources, very, very clean sources of organ, very, very clean sources of wild game. Start with Celestino's. Okay, keep moving here. Here's a quick one. Quit the job you hate or take an extended sick leave. This job is killing you. It is. That's rough. Oh my, is that rough? It's rough to come to terms with the job you're doing is killing you, because what are you going to do? But unfortunately, what a lot of you are going to do is die from the occupational hazard. Or you're going to die from the stress. And that stress can be you hate the job, you hate the people you're working with, you just don't. Hate's a bad word to use, but the fact of the matter is you're dying from the stress, and you will die from the stress. Now, that's a big one, but it's a big one. I mean, look at the profile. Where do you live, and does where you live work for you? What do you do for a living, and does that work for you? Leave the person who's killing you. Don't stay locked in a relationship. That doesn't mean don't stick it out. That doesn't mean, in a sense, till death do you part. Doesn't mean you don't rumble in the jungle over it. That doesn't mean you don't try to make it work. That doesn't mean you don't bleed a little bit. That doesn't mean you don't endure. It does mean there is a certain point where you're going to die. And that's a personal thing, but I can tell you that a lot of people don't take that step. If you're dying in the relationship, it will kill you. Now, you may want to die in the relationship. That may be a choice you make. It may be worth it to you. That may be part of your belief system. Okay. That's your choice, not mine or anybody else's, but know what you're doing. The purpose of this show is to get you to make a good choice. I have people come in all the time. Dr. Medici, I don't really care if I live. I just don't want to live in pain. But I don't care if I'm alive. I just don't want to die in pain. I don't want to have pain. If I die tomorrow, that's fine. And that's fine with me. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a personal decision and none of my business. My point, my show, my practice is about getting you to understand what you're doing and what the consequences are. The worst thing, I think the worst thing, is not to be in reality. And even that's not true to a point. You know, even that's not true to a point. For some people, you've bought the non-reality life, meaning you're not supposed to be in reality. It's not that total, complete reality is the idea. I don't want to get into this too much, but you have to understand, from my experience, the worst thing that happens to people when they get involved in a holistic journey is they didn't have reality working for them. So understand this. If you hate your work, if the person you're living with is killing you, if the place you live is noxious to you, think about it. If what you live in is noxious to you, think about it. I'm going to bring up another one now. This is something I've harped on continually, but I never get tired of harping on some things. Are your meridians open? It's been a year. It's been a year. You never believed in this holistic stuff. You started eating at Whole Foods. You started going to farmers markets. You started taking part in farm shares. You're importing certain specialty items from growers that do it right, do it pristinely, do it fertilely. You're really starting to get into the game. And it's been a year. It's been 2 years. Are you feeling the flow of prana? Chi, universal life force, call it what you want. But make sure you know what it is. Make sure you're not kidding yourself. Make sure at least you have a relationship with what we mean by opening the meridian. And be careful, because there are many fraudulent perceptions of this. I cannot tell you how this concerns me. Because I think to have yourself a fraudulent perception of what it is to open a meridian is just as bad as not hearing about it. In fact, in a sense, it's worse. Point blank, it means that when you stretch your body, you feel a warm circulation through the part of the body you stretched. And the bigger and more pervasive and more pleasurable. Underline the word pleasurable, boldface print it, put it in quotations, and change its color. Change it from black to red, boldface it, put it in parentheses, underline it, and make it flash on and off, because the key there is pleasure. If over a year of healing, 2 years of healing, yes, with your disease, you are increasingly, or not increasingly, discerning pleasure in your response to therapy. There's a lot in that statement. When you're stretching, when you're cleansing, when you get bile in the toilet through an enema, when you do a colon cleanse, when you take a breath, when somebody digs their fingers into your body, when somebody sticks and turns needles, when you stretch in a Pilates class, when you stretch in a yoga class, when you participate in these physical therapies or nutritional therapies, do you find over a year or 2 years or 3 years that the circulation is enhancing through the tissue? If you're not, get there soon. Are you saying, this flush gives me pleasure? Are you saying, I want that coffee enema because when I blow it out, I feel good? Have you started to become passionate in your process? If it's a chore, you will not heal. I got to make sure I don't start screaming now. It's just my own passion, but I just see this so often. Doing the healing thing, the healing journey. If it's not a pleasure and it's a chore, forget it. And for too many people, it is a chore. When healing's a chore, you need an attitude adjustment. Something needs to be adjusted. The radical things I'm talking about should be fun. They are fun. They are magnificent inquiries into the dynamic of you. They are celebrations of your potential, your human potential, to manifest your dreams, make them come true. All that equipment is put there within you, and these are exercises, these radical things, to get you what you want. You don't see enough of that. We got to see more of that. We got to get away from being bargained down on that into this quick fix will do it, holistic quick fix. And I say this to people, they make me laugh sometimes. I talk to them like this, and they say, yeah, those medical doctors. I went over there, and I fall off my seat because I'm not talking about medical doctors. I'm not talking about allopathy or Western medicine. I'm talking about holistic medicine that tells you the quick fix is going to do it. You don't want that to pollute your reality. You want to use these little quick fix things as tools to get you to evolve to a passionate place about your healing so that you can start to see these radical things deliver. I'm not sure if I mentioned this one last week, but I'm going to do it again. Take your backyard and put a pool in, a heated jacuzzi, a banya sauna. Get from Healthline the Medi Magma, the clay, and put it on your body. And start a clay sauna practice. Go to a spa. Put the clay on in the spa. Lots of these spas will let you do it. The spa is coming. The spa is a big deal. Go to the iSpa down in Costa Mesa on Barranca. Go to Voda Spa in West Hollywood on Santa Monica between La Brea and Fairfax. Go up to Harbin Hot Springs up in the San Francisco area. We've got spas out in Ojai. We've got waterfalls. Out in Ojai, we have hot pools. Go get an infrared sauna. Throw it in the backyard under some sort of covering. Put a pool in. Do something spa-related, but using natural fiber, stuff that resonates with the earth. If you're going to generate heat, generate it in a way that's compatible with the way God made the planet. Vibrate the planet, the rock, the water. fire, soil, clay, mud, hot water, cold water, motion. Just do an easy way. If you're down here in Orange County, go to the ice spa, go to the steam room, go to the salt room, go to the banya room where the colds are, then go into the cold water. Then when your tendon gets warm, do 25 minutes of calisthenics. Just do that and see how your body feels. And you'll get my point. And think about putting that in your backyard. Think about that around retirement when you've got that bit of cash and you're thinking about having a healthy 25 years. You're thinking about being vibrant in your 80s. Who wants to be sick in your late 70s and early 80s? You want to be out there in your 80s feeling like you did in your 40s. And you can. You really can, but you got to get radical. It's not going to cut it with a little bit of health food stuff at the health food store. All right, let's keep going. Here's one. It's a little one. It's not a big one. It's a little one, but it's a big deal. Move to where you work. Now, yes, some of you can't do this. Some of you cannot move to where you work. I understand that. But lots of you can. Lots of you can move close to where you work. Now, you don't think about that. You don't think about that hour because you like where you live, and who wants to move? But if you cut your round trip from 2.5 hours a day to 20 minutes per day, you've put years on your life. You have. The freeways, if you take a Gauss meter to the freeways are filled with radiation. Your car is filled with radiation. The air in the freeways. People talk about heavy metals. I don't want to do fish. I'm not doing fish because of the heavy metals. Worse yet, they think cooking the fish is going to take out the heavy metals. That's another crack up. If fish has heavy metal, cooking it will make no difference. And eating it raw may make a difference. You may change the ionization. I'm not sure about that, so don't quote me. But here's the point. If, in fact, you're on the freeway 2 hours a day, which could be 10 to 12 hours a week or more, the amount of heavy metal you're taking into your body is far more than you're ever going to get from fish. Worse yet, if you work by places that are toxic, and I'm sorry, Torrance, the Long Beach port, anything near that. Probably most of Los Angeles, save certain select areas. Toxic, toxic, toxic. But by the freeway? I mean, anyone that's got a master's in public health has studied this. If you look at disease rates proximal to freeways, up to about half a mile, they skyrocket. Living near freeways is dangerous. If you do, get the IQ air filter, which will take out the small particulate matter out of the air of your apartment, of your home. Use that. It's $1,200. Find the money and spend it. If you live near a freeway, it's bad. It is really bad. And you can do a lot about it. Now, if you don't, but you just drive on freeways 2 to 4 hours a day, you've got something to do. And that's radical. I admit it's radical. Move. If you have a home at a freeway, if you live within half a mile of a freeway, quarter mile, worse yet, if a freeway is within 300 feet of your home, do yourself a favor. Rent the home, rather rent out your house and go rent another home. I'm serious. It's radical. If you're trying to heal in an extremely toxic swamp, it's very difficult to do that. Pray for a miracle. That's what you should do. Pray for a miracle. I think a miracle's in order if you're trying to heal something chronic, something serious, something terminal, potentially terminal over time, and you're near a freeway, get out of there. Add that to the list of radical things to do. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're struggling with something symptomatically, something with your body that's not right, some problem, health concern you can't figure out, and you want to get engaged in an accelerated journey to health, if you're open to learning about how to go into these practices under supervision that'll get your body to put your body back on track so your body can heal you. I don't heal you, you don't heal you. Talking to your body heals you. If you want to do that, 714-850-1007. At least get to the website, straighttalk.cc, and get the subscription. Right now, that's only $24.95, 182 shows. I don't think you can do better for $25. It's 180 hours. That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of shows. That's a lot of education. If you're an MD, if you're a PhD, if you're a farmer, if you're sick, you're going to learn from my shows. I assure you that. Radical things to do for your health and why. Here's another one. Some of you have heard this before. Others of you haven't. Go to the bottom. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Scroll to the bottom and look at this guy on the bottom on the YouTube clip. Let's turn that on. And I want you to watch this guy. I hope you're at the bottom. I hope you've turned it on. I'm going to turn off my sound. I think you'll need... And you just watch this guy on this clip. He's doing something called NALI. Now, a lot of you have seen NALI before. Today, I want to explain NALI. I'll be doing NALI hardcore and on video within 4 months. This is my 2015 resolution to do exactly once again. I used to do that in the mid-90s. Got out of the practice, want to get back in, only this time I want to teach people what that is, because to most people this looks sick. It looks weird, and either you have these tutti-frutti Caucasians doing it or people from India, and on both counts I don't really think it gets to the American public in the way it's supposed to. I really think NALI is completely and totally just misunderstood. It just isn't getting to us because we don't really know what it is. And I want to explain what it is today. I want to take a little bit of time. So go back to picture number 50. Go to picture number 50. I want you to take a look at picture number 50. Now, picture number 50 is the posterior abdominal wall. Now, what's the posterior abdominal wall? The posterior abdominal wall, picture number 50, the posterior abdominal wall is, if you touch your belly, you're going to touch maybe some skin, a little bit of belly fat, your abdominal muscles. So we're looking at picture number 50. We're trying to explain that YouTube clip of NALI. Again, why? It's radical. NALI's radical. Just looking at NALI is radical. If you could do NALI, you will not get sick. You can't get sick with NALI. It would take you, depending on who you are, 1 to 2 years to train to NALI. Okay, you've run a triathlon. You've done a marathon. You've taken on big trainings. You're a black belt in karate. You can break the boards. Lots of you have undergone trainings. You've gotten pregnant and birthed a child. Yeah, the natural way of all life, yes, but that's a training, isn't it? In a sense, that is a training. NALI is a training. It's part of a practice. Now, what's happening with NALI? You're looking at picture number 50. Take the skin off, take a little bit of fat off, take your abdominal muscles, your six-pack abs off. underneath that is your guts. Underneath that are your guts, your small and your large intestine, your ovaries, your uterus, your bladder, your kidneys. And when you're all said and done, when you've taken out everything, you're looking at picture 50. Okay? Let's take a look at that same scenario from the side. But before we move, I want you to take a look at the psoas muscle. So blow that picture up a little bit if you can. Some of you already know this. But look at the right-hand side, down halfway, all those words, till you go to psoas. So the right-hand side of the picture, down about halfway on the right side, you'll see psoas muscle major, psoas muscle minor. Look at what that black arrow is pointing to. That's the psoas muscle. And you guys know the psoas muscle, most of you. Okay. In Nolly, what you've done, when you watch that person, he's isolated the psoas muscle, and his psoas muscle is contracting and relaxing and contracting and relaxing from side to side. He's moving his posterior abdominal wall from one side to the other side, from one side to the other side. You have to be able to isolate. Nolly is an isolation. You've got to be able to isolate your rib cage from your pelvis. You have to have a lot of flexibility and length out of that psoas muscle. You can't be walking around as one large block. But if you succeed at that, if you can succeed at Nolly, you're going to give your organ systems a massive massage. You really got to get this because it's simple. You got to get this because it's cheap. You got to get this because it works. You got to get this because it's radical, and you've decided to do something radical. You got to take this in deep, because if you focus this, if you do this, if through all your aches and pains, through all your grunting, through all your I pay big money for herbs or whatever, and I'm spinning around in circles, for all your skepticism, for all the skepticism of all the people in your family over the holidays that tell you you're the nutty one. You're the nutty one because you buy those herbs online or whatever you do. You're not going to get anywhere significantly. You will get to very significant places if you do radical things. And one of them is Nolly. Why? We'll go to picture number 51. Picture 51, take a look at that. Now we're looking at a sagittal cut. So a moment ago, we were looking at somebody from the front, and we took out their abdomen to their posterior abdominal wall. And we're saying that Nolly is isolating the rib cage from the pelvis and moving the psoas from one side to the next, from one side to the next, and massaging your organ systems. Now in picture 51, we're looking at a person from the side. I wonder if you can tell me where the psoas is in this picture. I wonder if you can really visualize the psoas in this picture. You do that after the show. But can you see that between your belly button and your spine is a lot of organs? That's the point. From the liver on the top to the prostate on the bottom, that's a male on that side view, it's a sagittal cut. There's lots of organs there. And when you're doing Nolly, what you saw that guy do, you're squashing those organs. Now, what does that have to do with health? I hope you get it. I really hope I don't have to answer that question. Your cancer, your heart disease, your autoimmune disease, your low back pain is always because of stasis. Stasis. I don't care what you eat. I mean, think of it this way. This is a very dynamic way to think of it. I don't care what you eat. Ladies, breast cancer. I don't care what you eat. I don't care what your genetics are. I don't care what your estrogen imbalance is. I don't care how angry or rageful you are. I don't care whether your bile's flowing or not. If each day we could take both of your breasts, take them off your body, and wash them out, just like you wash out a sponge and stick them back on. Some of you, in a sense, do that. But if you could really take off your breasts, wash them out, and put them back on, you'd never see a cancerous day. Gentlemen, if you could take that prostate out of your body every day and wash it and put it back in, you would never have a problem. No prostatitis, no benign prostatic hypertrophy, no prostate cancer. If you could do that with your lungs, if you could do that with your brain, if you could do that with your pancreas, if you could take off all your muscles every single day and just wring them out, you'd never get sick. In the least, worst case scenario, you're going to live a very healthy 90, 100 years. That's what NOLI is. That's what isolations are. That's radical. Okay, I'm going to make you do it. I want you to go back again and look at this guy do NOLI. Go back again and let's watch him. Let's take a minute on air and watch him do NOLI. Beginning to end. Just take time. Utilize the airwaves differently. Rest yourself. Really take a look at this guy going back and forth doing NOLI. Look at that. Just look at that. That is phenomenal. How are you going to get diverticulitis? How are you going to get cancer? How are you going to get heart disease? How are you going to have anything happen to you when you're washing your organs? Now you understand what NOLI is. If you're sitting there with that big fat gut, if you're bloated, if after Christmas dinner you stand up and that gut is just like halfway across the table, if you can barely put on your pants, if that's the way you're living, if you're 10% body fat and that's still the way you're living, meaning there's no connection to the massageability, the sponginess of those organs, you're working uphill. You're working against the tide. Radical. Fascinating. Divine. Add NOLI to your list. Now let's add this to the list, okay? Let's add the fact that if you do NOLI, you're going to open the sacrum. And I don't have pictures of the sacrum today, but opening the sacrum hits the sacral pump. And opening the sacral pump hits the hypothalamus. Can you feel it in your brain? That's radical. Is your daily experience one through which you reach up inside your brain to where the light comes on, to where you can expand out your face? Are you having the physical experience each and every day of shifting your cranial bones? That's not an empty statement. That's a statement that's consistent with good, deep practice. Because health is a practice. It's no more, it's no less, but that's everything. We'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Give us a call if you're still spinning and you want to move the ball. 714-850-1007. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.